This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I am watching what's going on in India very carefully, because what happens in India will affect how we do things here in America, especially when it comes to this swine flu. Remember we talked about earlier this week that in about 8 months, apparently there were close to 1,100 deaths from swine flu in India, over 22,000 cases. We're hearing in Ghaziabad that another 16 new cases of swine flu were confirmed over the last day or two. And this is an outbreak. It's not a pandemic yet, but this is a pretty large outbreak. And India is reporting a fourfold rise in deaths from last year. The hardest hit areas within India is Maharashtra with 437 deaths, followed by Gujarat at 297 casualties. And, you know, swine flu, we here in America thought, all right, we're good, we're in the clear, because we kind of dealt with our thing back in 2009. There was a little resurgence in 2015. We had some more swine flu issues. Yet last year, when it came to flu season, I believe H3N2 was the biggie. Well, because of what's going on with swine flu, we're finding that it's a new strain, whereas the one that affected us was the California strain, swine flu. It's now the Michigan strain of swine flu. So this Michigan strain, we have to make sure that we're protected by. So let me get you the breakdown of what our new flu shots are going to be. And luckily, the CDC is already on top of this. So, all right. So first, what is the swine flu? Well, it's the H1N1 influenza A virus. So the swine flu originated years ago. All right. They say this is very interesting. Okay. Prior to 1889, the main flu virus circulating in humans was from the H1 family. Then, in 1889, a new strain of H2 emerges, kills about 1 million people. H2 replaces H1 in humans, but people born before 1889 who had been exposed to H1 flu had some immunity. So these guys were then later protected when, in 1918, Spanish flu came and killed millions of people. The Spanish flu epidemic of 1918 killed 50 million people worldwide, caused by H1N1. And H1N1 is the same flu virus we're talking about with swine flu. So this Spanish flu epidemic went global. They said one-third of the population eventually got sick. Even though most cases were mild, many sufferers developed a rapidly fatal infection deep in their lungs. And what did I teach you guys? The number one cause of death with flu is pneumonia. So it looks like many of these people died in the 1918s. From infection. Yet, if people were born before 1889, they were less susceptible. So younger people were more affected. Okay? By 1931, swine flu was first isolated from a pig in Iowa. Then by 1933, the first human flu virus is isolated in London. It's given to ferrets, produces a disease that are all but identical to the Iowan pig virus. They say, but ferrets that have had the human virus are not fully immune to the pig virus. So the two viruses have already started to evolve apart. And then came the 1957 H2N2 Asian flu pandemic This displaced H1N1 viruses that were circulating since 1918. The pandemic was killed about 1 to 1.5 million people worldwide, and it was a reassortment in which a human-adapted H1N1 had swapped genes with the H2N2 bird flu. Now, the human-adapted genes meant it wasn't as lethal to humans as back in 1918, but still a lot of people died. Now, they say those born before 1957 were immune. And not only to this, but to the 2009 H1N1 strain. People born after 1957 did not have the immunity. Then I guess it was the H3N2 Hong Kong flu pandemic, according to New Scientist, that was milder than the Asian flu, but still killed about a million people. Little difference of the surface proteins, right? So many people still had antibodies to it, so it was less severe. And then in the 1970s, that's when they decided to really step up our protection, because the H1N1 virus jumped from pigs to humans. And it killed a U.S. Army recruit. But it didn't seem to spread beyond the Army base. Nevertheless, because so many people were afraid of the 1918 pandemic, about 40 to 50 million people got vaccinated against the swine flu virus. Now, the only thing that happened, the problem with the vaccination process, though, was I think about 500 people got Guillain-Barré. That's that neurological disorder that happened as a result of the vaccine. So we held off vaccinating any more people on H1N1. So then 2009, if we're going to jump ahead, we saw it here in the United States. It killed 12,000 people in the United States. Worldwide, it killed 200,000. So still not as bad as Spanish flu, but we don't want thousands of people dying, period. Most of them died from viral or bacterial pneumonia. Also, some got dehydrated. Now, so is the current outbreak in India the same as the 2009 pandemic? Again, no. That pandemic that happened in 2009 was the H1N1 California strain. It was replaced last year now with the Michigan strain. So our current flu vaccine from up until last year had the California strain H1N1, which is why we've been okay for those that got it. But now it is being changed to the Michigan strain. So this year we're not going to have the California strain in our vaccine, the Michigan one, which I'm kind of happy with. What are symptoms of swine flu? It could be fever, cough, chills, sore throat, headache, body aches, but also people could get diarrhea and vomiting. And younger people are more at risk because older people who, again, were immune from the 50s or got, you know, shots in the 70s, you know, should be fine. If you're immunosuppressed, that could be an issue. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur. There's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you're going to see a lot of headlines of a hepatitis E outbreak. And Tesco has been the name of the chain, which has infected people with hepatitis E from contaminated pork. Now, this report that we're seeing in the news, I believe, is just isolated to England. I'm reading right here from The Independent that the Public Health England confirmed that the UK's biggest retailer was the, quote, Supermarket X, which has been identified in a study as a potential source of the virus in the UK. But many of you are asking about hepatitis E, and we'll talk about it. They say the hepatitis E is thought to have entered the country in pork imports from the Netherlands and Germany. They say British pigs were not infected with the G3.2 strain of the hepatitis E, which is thought to be behind most infections. And they say that PHE, the Public Health England study, did not test meat from supermarkets and find traces. Instead, they studied the shopping habits of the 60 people who were infected and found that many had consumed pork products from one branch of Tesco, right, which the study authors labeled Supermarket X. All right, so hepatitis E, some of you guys are like, wait a second, there's hepatitis A, there's hepatitis B, there's hepatitis C, yeah, there's hepatitis D, and guys, there's hepatitis E. So hepatitis E, just like the other hepatitis, is a liver disease. And just like the other hepatitis E's, it's caused by a virus. According to the World Health Organization, there are 20 million hepatitis E infections worldwide, leading to 3.3 million symptomatic cases. They say in 2015, 44,000 people died from it. They say the virus was transmitted via fecal-oral route by contaminated water. Hepatitis E is found worldwide, but it's more common in East and South Asia. There is a hepatitis E vaccine. It's developed, it's licensed in China, but it's not yet available elsewhere. And as long as we aren't getting meat such as this, we're probably okay. I'm just wondering how many people, though, in America have been affected by hepatitis E and didn't show a positive because our testing looks at hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. When you get a hepatitis panel, it looks like for A, B, and C. So we don't routinely check for D or E. So basically, they noticed two different patterns observed. Resource-poor areas with frequent water contamination or areas with safe drinking water supplies. And the disease is common in the resource-limited countries, all right, where you don't have enough sanitation and water cleanliness, etc. You have seen outbreaks like war zone and camps of refugees, etc. You've seen some sporadic cases from contamination of water or food, just like we're seeing here in England. And it's usually caused by the virus, the genotype 1 virus. There's also another one, genotype type 2, usually the type 1. And it gets into this food system. You ingest it. So fecal-oral route, somebody's feces or some fecal transfer of the material into your food that's not cooked properly. And you get, I got to tell you, with pork, a lot could go wrong eating pork. You know, this is why it's not kosher, and there's a lot of religions that don't eat pork. It's yummy. Trust me, it's yummy. Pork's amazing. But just if it's not cooked properly, so much could go wrong. So what are symptoms of it? Well, basically, the incubation period could be anywhere from 2 to 10 weeks, with an average of 5 to 6 weeks. So something you ate a week and a half ago or a month and a half ago could affect you. The infected persons will excrete the virus about a few days before to 3 to 4 weeks after the onset of the disease. A lot more common in kids 15 to 40, and usually get fever, loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting in the last few days. Sometimes you'll have abdominal pain, itching, skin rash, joint pain. But the big thing with hepatitis is the jaundice. This is where you start turning yellow. And why do you guys turn yellow? Because the bilirubin, within the cells, as the hepatocytes and the liver cells die, you have elevated levels of this in your blood. And so you actually start to take on, as it goes to the tissues, a yellowish color. The white of your eyes turn yellow. Your urine turns dark. Your stools will become more yellow. And your liver starts to enlarge. Now, the funny thing is some people, they, you know, if they don't turn yellow, just like hepatitis A, they might not go to the doctor. If they just feel nausea and vomiting and fever, they may think, oh, I got the flu, and stay home. Well, if you do have somebody that has flu-like symptoms, yeah, it could be the flu. Okay, still, make sure you don't touch your feces. All right, you know, make sure they wash their hands, you wash your hands. You can't get it by kissing them or by hugging them or them sneezing on you. All right, we do not want pregnant women getting this. And like I said, there is a vaccine. We just don't routinely, we don't use it in America because it's only licensed in China at this point. No specific treatment. Just like hepatitis A, hepatitis E has to run its course. Sometimes we do have to hospitalize you if your liver starts to have issues or you go into liver failure. But most important thing is, you know, make sure you watch what you eat, watch what you drink, cook your food, and be careful when you travel. So, Michael wants to know about masks and swine flu. Okay, so really quickly here with the hepatitis E, nothing to panic about right now. Seems to be something that's across the pond, but it reminds us that food that you buy at a supermarket could be tainted with a nasty virus. And so to cook your food really well. All right, so masks and swine flu. All right, I remember in 2009, I bought a bunch of face masks. I passed them out to people. You know, a lot of these face masks, they're not that good. All right, you know, the H1N1 virus going back to swine flu, it's a very tiny virus. But the CDC does provide us some guidance, and I wrote an article on this. It's on my website if you want to read it. And so, because I knew people were going to be asking about masks. And their recommendations, I'm pulling it up. Hold on a second. Here we go. All right, sorry, I had to pull it up. Here we go. All right, so, if there is no H1N1 in the community, all right, they don't recommend you run around with a face mask or respirator. Okay? Even if you're at increased risk. And who's at increased risk? If you're pregnant, have HIV, immunocompromised. Nobody's telling you right now to wear a mask or respirator. All right? If H1N1 is in the community, but you are not in a crowded area, you do not have to wear a mask. If it is a crowded setting, right, like you're going to go to a concert or you're going to go and watch a fight, and there's going to be a lot of people, still, if you're not at risk for severe illness, you don't have to wear a mask. If you do, though, are pregnant, immunocompromised, and you're going to be going to a concert, they say, why don't you avoid the setting? And if you can't avoid it because you got to work or whatever, maybe put a face mask on. If you are giving somebody care who has the flu and you're a healthy person, you don't need to wear the mask. If you are immunosuppressed or at risk, they say don't be the caregiver. If you have to, then yes, use a face mask, right? If there's other household members at home who are sick, again, you're fine. Yeah, even if you're, they say other household members in the home, all right, they say you should be okay. If you work around it, okay? So, like, for example, if you're a medical worker, again, they're not recommending wearing a face mask or respirator. Unless, of course, H1N1 is in the community and you're a healthcare worker and you are immunosuppressed or at high risk. And then if you have somebody with suspected H1N1, you are the nurse, the doctor, the physical therapist in the room. You should probably wear a respirator if you are taking care of them in that enclosed space in the room. And then, if let's say you are with ill people and, let's say you are breastfeeding. Okay. Let's say you're breastfeeding. They want you to wear a face mask. Okay. This is if you have H1N1, wear a face mask. Try not to cough or sneeze on the baby. And they want you, basically, if you are sick with it, to walk around with a face mask, even when you're at home. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So I hope that answers your question on that. You know, I don't want people panicked with this. You know, most people that get the flu are fine. But I don't know if any of you guys got the flu. The last time I got the flu, my kid was about a year and a half old, and I never got the flu shot because I think I got it once, and I felt sick afterwards. And so I'm like, I don't need to do it. My immune system will be strong. That flu leveled me. And then in 2009, even though I got the flu shot that year, that was when H1N1 came out, I was so leveled. There is nothing that takes you down that quickly like the flu. And so I changed my mind and said, you know what? I'm going to get the vaccine over and over and over again if I have to year after year. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid. And at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ramble, ramble.
We are back with the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so having good cholesterol is something that we all want, the nice, good HDL. We talked about the bad cholesterol, the LDL, low-density lipoproteins, and the HDL, the high-density lipoproteins. And what HDL does is it's like the sanitation department. It goes out into the body, finds the bad cholesterol that didn't get used for cell structure and all the variety of things that we use cholesterol for, and it brings it back to the liver to dump, to biodegrade and dump. And good HDL has been a godsend, has been a gift for people that aren't at risk for heart disease. Now, a new study says that high levels of HDL can be bad. Are you kidding me? Now there's something that's too much HDL. Some researchers from the University of Copenhagen say that people with extremely high levels of good cholesterol are still at higher risk for mortality than those with normal levels. And so, you know, maybe good cholesterol isn't all that good. Maybe it's like that Goldilocks thing where it has to be just right. So, Dr. Nordestgaard and his colleagues analyzed health information on 116,000 patients who took part in two extensive medical studies from the Danish Civil Registration System. Their overall findings were based on 6 years of tracking on nearly 11,000 deaths. Results from the analysis indicated that men with extremely high HDL levels in their blood had a mortality rate that was 106% higher than men with normal HDL levels. Women with extremely high HDL levels, the mortality rate was 68% higher. I have to disagree because some of my patients whose HDL was 80, 90, or 100, they did well for years. They're still alive from what I understand. They say it appears that we need to remove the focus from HDL as an important health indicator in research and the smallest lipoproteins in the blood. You know, maybe we need to examine them more. And they said maybe what we should do in terms of bad cholesterol and triglycerides and LDL is look at those as opposed to HDL. See, what we do is we use HDL in the calculation. And with this calculation between total cholesterol and HDL, we calculate your risk factor. And with high HDL, your risk factor drops really, really low. And I got to tell you, in my 16 years of practice and, you know, 20-some years of medical experience, that those people with high HDL seem to do well. The only thing I could think of is some of my higher HDL patients drank a lot of alcohol. And maybe those people are more prone to death. And so maybe having genetically good HDL is healthy, but HDL that has risen because of alcohol may not be so healthy. So we'll keep you posted. That could be an issue. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, Kmart is closing another 28 stores by mid-November after announcing 180 branch closures earlier this year. They should just wait till after Christmas shopping. Why are they doing it mid-November? They really should just get that little bit extra money from Christmas shopping, unless it just costs too much to be open for holiday shopping. The retailer released its earnings statement showing a quarterly loss. You know, once Kmart Kmart's still around, right? Because Sears owns Kmart. But Sears and Kmart were stores that pervaded my youth. And we also had Gemco. You don't see any more Gemcos. I remember Gemco growing up. So seeing these stores close, it's kind of like, oh, man, the past. You know, even though Walmart was around, it wasn't around where I lived when I was a kid. So the retailer released its earnings statement that showed a quarterly loss. This comes after years of struggling with the decline of mall shopping and the rise of the web. It closed another 180 stores previously. Sears announced in July it's going to begin selling Kenmore appliances on Amazon and integrate the voice-activated assistant Alexa into a line of smart products. They want to cost $1 billion in costs this year, mainly by selling its real estate. What did I tell you guys? I told you this is what we're going to see. All right? We are going to see these big store chains find it ridiculous to hold real estate and to pay for signage and to pay for a power bill and to pay for staff and cleaning crews, etc. Why not work out of a warehouse that isn't open to the public? Save a lot of money. The earnings statement read that Sears will continue to transform our business model so that our physical store footprint and our digital capabilities match the needs and preference of our members. Liquidation sales are going to begin as early as August 31st at the closing stores. So the Kmart stores slated to close appear to be one in Mesa, Arizona, one in Valencia, California, Martell, California, Bellflower, California, and Hesperia in Colorado, in Aurora and Inglewood, in Connecticut, Southbury, Connecticut, Florida, North Miami Beach, Georgia, Mapleton, Georgia, and Illinois, Oaklawn, Bellevue, and Elmhurst, in Kansas and Topeka, a store in Michigan, Shelby Township, Avenue, Bay City, and Sandusky. In New Jersey, Morristown and Parsippany. I love that name. A few in New York, one in Massillon, Ohio, Salem, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Cranston, Rhode Island, South Carolina, and Conway, South Carolina. It's a shame to see these stores closed. People are losing jobs. But again, why do they have to spend the money on the real estate? I mean, you know, you hear commercials. I think there's a commercial that plays, you know, on GCN talking about the financial collapse. And I've gotten some criticism from some of you on that commercial. Actually, we really could be looking at a financial collapse. We talk about this all the time. You know, I'm sorry, I'm adding a little bit of sweetener to my coffee because my coffee tastes like crap. But, how many stores are going to keep this up? Everything is going online. Okay? You know, same thing with homes. We talked about this. Older individuals, all right, they don't need a four-bedroom house. The idea of downsizing or not owning property is very attractive. You know how much money people sunk in real estate that they lost during the recession? Real estate, true, long-term can be very good, but look at what some of the real estate people bought were buildings. You know, we bought our medical office building in 2008 because I thought that's what we were supposed to do. Yes, 2008. All right, reason why is my other office, the owners kept flipping. And it just kept being sold to another owner, another owner, another owner. And one of the wives of the owner decided to change the signage. And all our signs were down for about a week. And when I realized that I had no control over my property or signage, and, you know, somebody at whim could want to decorate and affect the flow of patients, I'm like, we need to get our own building. So we bought a building. And not a big one, but a smaller one, and held our office in. And boy, did during the recession the real estate drop. And luckily, we were able to sell the building eventually without too much of a loss once the economy picked up again. But you know, the idea of buying real estate—what kind of real estate? If you're buying homes, single-family residents, maybe not as good a buy long-term because millennials aren't really, you know, in the mood to buy homes, and baby boomers are moving out of their homes. We're going to have too many, but which means you can get a real good deal later. You know, maybe buy a bargain basement, you know, priced home. Okay, you'll, you know, be able to really make some money on that. But other than that, you know, if home real estate is going down, commercial real estate is going down, and you got a bunch of people being displaced by internet, you know, by these, you know, commercial real estate anchors closing down and automation. We're going to be talking about sex robots in the next segment. You know, even your sexual partner is being replaced by a robot. Yeah, I am expecting a trifecta causing financial collapse. Absolutely. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is an interesting survey or study. 40% of people would not consider it cheating if they had sex with a robot. And these sex robots are becoming more and more a reality. About 40% think they will be having relationships with robots by the year 2050. Now, this was a study that came out of the UK being reported by Daily Mail. And, you know, for almost half of them going, no, you're not cheating on somebody by doing it. We are going to look at a transformation of a societal norm when it comes to cheating, or when it comes to, yeah, when it comes to having extramarital sexual affairs with machines. Now, some people think, well, what's the difference between a robot and a sex toy? If you're using a sex toy, and that's okay in a marriage, why wouldn't a robot be okay in a marriage? Well, because these robots are looking like real people. Alright? I don't know what they do to make the feel the same, but my guess is they're using polymers and plastic, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's BPA and phthalates. So watch, you'll see these articles come out if my show's still on the air, going, people are being exposed to phthalates and BPA by this. If you're like, I don't give a damn. But the survey comes in relation to Now TV's program Westworld, in which people can visit a futuristic theme park to live out their darkest fantasies. Professor Noel Sharkey from Sheffield University, who recently published a consultation report with Foundation of Responsible Robotics, says, yeah, that's responsible. Robotics and artificial intelligence is a long way off the technical sophistication of the theme park in Westworld. But we're already seeing dolls being used in the adult entertainment industry, and we can expect robots to join them soon. The results show that more than 1 in 3 people in the UK would consider actually having sex with a robot, and 40% wouldn't see it as cheating. The survey also revealed that 39% of people in the UK think that they will be having relationships with robots in just 34 years. Can you imagine what this year what it would be like? My guess is it's going to happen sooner. They already have these robot-looking human. You know, people already have sex with sex dolls. My guess is that these quote-unquote lifelike robots are actually, with the way, you know, science is, and look how fast the iPhone, you know, has evolved. My guess is these things are going to be, you know, going to hit the market a lot sooner. And, people's perception of what's cheating and what's not blows my mind. You know, one concern, yeah, you know, because, you know, women will talk and they'll say, well, if my husband cheats on me, I probably won't leave him. You know, and you're like, why not? Well, they're like, well, it's just the act of sex. You know, and I'd talk to patients and say, well, look, you know, you're right. You know, if it's just the act of sex and them sowing their oats and getting out of the system, that's fine. But I don't know if I could be as forgiving, because what if he falls for that person? What if he wants to run away with her? Having somebody enter, you know, the boundaries of your nest can be very dangerous. And so many people are very concerned, guys or girls or whatever, you know, about infidelity in the relationship, not so much because, well, you know, they, you know, didn't feel like masturbating, so they wanted to do it with another person. It's because they are at risk of losing their partner. And when you're at risk of losing your partner and you don't think your partner is going to be there when you grow old and get ugly till death do you part, then you better find a new partner. Now, you know, I've said many times that I probably wouldn't leave my husband, you know, if he cheated on me. And I, you know, Corey's like, really? What do I have to do to get you to leave? because, you know, I love him, and I, you know, I really think he wants to stick with me. And I don't really think anybody's going to run off with him. You know, I've really damaged him pretty good. You know, he's been married to me for 20 years. I don't really think another woman's going to want him or live with him. You know, she's not going to put up with what I put up with. So even if he does run off away with somebody else, he'll come back. So I'm not that worried in my situation. But for a lot of people, that's a big concern. And so if you really can't run off with a robot and they're just a sex toy, maybe more people are thinking, well, you know, I guess it's okay. Now, if my husband did have sex with a robot, I would probably be very freaked out. It would probably really freak me out to have something lifelike there, okay? And would I get back at him having a Michael Fassbender-looking robot? No, I just don't think, I just think that would freak me out. No way. No, just absolutely not. So, it's going to be interesting to see how these enter, you know, partners and couples, you know, bedrooms. But my guess is they're already incorporated. You know, people are using a whole variety of different types of, you know, body part attachments. And, you know, there's a whole variety of things that many of us that are naive, you know, aren't really aware of. And so my guess is, you know, sex robots are probably going to be, you know, in the bedroom a lot sooner. They predict that by the year 2030, most people will have some form of virtual sex as casually as they browse porn today. By the year 2035, the majority of people will own sex toys that interact with virtual reality sex. Sex bots will start to appear in high-income, very wealthy households as soon as 2025. So we're talking 8 years from now. Less than 8 years. Sex with robots will be more popular than human-to-human sex in 2050. I would be worried if I was a guy that there would be some accidental clamping that happened. You know, I mean, because robots are very metallic. Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of penile injuries. That's my prediction. So anybody looking for a field to go into, I would probably recommend urology. So sex with robots are going to be more popular than human-to-human sex in 2050. Well, of course, you're not going to get sued if you give them an STD. You won't get sued if they, you know, go after you. You won't be accused of rape or assault. You know, it's very interesting. If people are able to have a lifelike human form that and they don't care, you know, throw it over on their side and they aren't even looking at the face anyway, and they go and fantasize about whatever, they're not going to be up for a whole bunch of liability. They say love in the act of sex is said to become increasingly separate, with relationships increasingly becoming based on more than just sex. That could be a good thing, you know? So if people are, you know, quote-unquote horny, they'll be able to have other ways to do whatever they have to do so that if they really, really do miss you and want you, they'll come to you. Now, will a sex robot stop cheating altogether? No. No, because there are people out there that want the chase, that want the flirtation, that want the excitement of another relationship. So, no, cheating will still happen. I don't think this will stop cheating. But what I think this may be able to do is, people with sexual addiction, people with impulse control, etc., may allow them to have another outlet, which could be very helpful, I guess. It's crazy that we have to talk about this. It really is. I know. I mean, if you wanted to make money, own a sex robot company. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess Whole Foods is going to get a heck of a lot cheaper on Monday now that Amazon is taking control of the expensive grocery chain. And they are going to slash prices same day. So a lot of your organic food, you'll be able to get cheaper. Healthy stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.